Mondays. Ugh, right? I actually love Mondays. But my Sundays consist of sleeping in, homework, and church, so nothing too crazy to recover from. This past week, I finished and turned in this huge, exciting project that I had been working on all semester, and it's finally coming to life. I could not be more excited to have it in my hands and be able to show off my hard work. I'm sure you guys are going to be super excited for it. I'm a pretty project-oriented person. I dive in and fall in love with the project, but once it's done and over with, I breathe, reflect, enjoy my creation for a second, and then come up with ideas for the next project and jump into the next one. School kind of hinders my creativeness and projects a little bit. I'm in a technical and creative field, so every part of my brain is working 24/7. So once a big assignment is done and I start getting those creative juices flowing, they just end up going to other homework or my next school project. Which, don't get me wrong, I love my major and I love my classes. Even my stats class, I find fun. It's like solving a mystery using math. Please don't click out of this podcast. I'm not a loser, I swear. But good news is that it's April, and although my sinuses are putting me through hell, and my campus is infested with pollen trees, and they're out to get me, classes end April 27th, which I'm super excited for. There's a lot of end of the semester stuff that my major does, and it's very fun and exciting and great for everyone to come together. I do have summer classes, but they're online, which is pretty nice. And then I have fall classes, and then I graduate December, y'all. I graduate in December 2018 with my bachelor's degree, only a semester late. Well, not late, but technically late. I'm still graduating 2018, so that's really what matters. But I'm super excited, and I'm super, super happy and super proud of myself. But I'm also super scared. I'm scared of, like, being in the real world and, you know, being an adult and all the stuff that adults do, whatever adults do. Yeah, because I obviously don't know. But I'm looking for jobs right now. I didn't want to do it during this semester. I ended contract with my last employer and have been taking the semester to make sure that, you know, classes are going good and just kind of take time for myself and reflect and, like, work on projects and stuff, because I had pretty project-based classes this semester. But now I'm ready to have another job. I love working. But yeah, I'm looking for a summer job, fall job, after graduation, scary big-time employer job, internships, anything else. I'm working, one of my classes in fall is a mock design agency. Technically, it's a real design agency, but it's only for nonprofit and it's for a class, so we don't get paid, so do with that what you will. But I can call that an internship, and it's going to give me amazing amount of experience. But I need to get paid. I would like some money. I am a grader, and I have been grading for the past year, I believe, for one of the classes in my major, which I love. But it's capped hours, and I would like more than that. So what I'm running into is that I can't work full time. I mean, I can over summer, but I can't in fall. And then I need to work full time after I graduate. So I'm trying to find kind of like an evolving position, because I don't want to just work at a place for summer and fall part time and then full time ? I don't know. Get a new job. Maybe it'll evolve. Who knows? I have a bunch of different interests and different skill sets, so it's also hard for me to kind of like pinpoint one thing that I want to do. I've always been that person who was like, I don't want to be like a teacher. I don't want to be a scientist. Like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to be a mom. I want to be and have as many skill sets as I possibly can, which is great. And it's honestly like something that I am achieving, but it's put me in a position that has no name and many names at the same time, and I just don't fall into a category, which is the understatement of my life. I never fit into categories, but that's a whole different topic, whole different podcast, maybe. Hey. So yeah, that's kind of my dilemma right now, is finding a job and kind of a direction. I have classes that are all over the place in the next technically two semesters, summer, fall. So we will see where I land. This is kind of my test podcast. It's something that I've been wanting to do for the past few months, for sure. Not really knowing where to start. My jobs recently have been doing brand management and social media marketing for small businesses around my area. And the first thing I do is create a brand guide. And that's kind of the approach that I took for my podcast and for myself. And I have a website and all these other stuff that people have. But it is the hardest thing in the world to brand for yourself. I don't know what this podcast is going to be. If it's going to be like a Dear Diary thing, if it's going to be college tips, if it's going to be lifestyle tips. I mean, I'm not cool. I hate pop culture. I'm not hip with the trends and the kids. I mean, shit. I'm 21, like, meh. But I don't know. We'll see. If you guys have any ideas or anything that you want me to talk about, because I'm pretty sure the only people that are going to be listening to this are people that I know. Hi, how are you? Let me know, like, what are things that you know I know or I'm good at that you want to learn from, I guess? I'm not, like, all-knowing, but I have opinions and topics and life advice, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, let me know. I don't have Instagram polls, which is something I am very disappointed about. I don't know why I don't. I really don't know why, and it bugs me. I've been so tempted many times to just start a new Instagram, but I have so many memories on the one that I have right now. Maybe when I graduate college, but then, like, no one's gonna follow me because then I'm not gonna have any friends and I'm not gonna know anybody. But that's, again, another topic for another time. But if there's anything you want me to talk about, if there's anything you want me to cover, if you can think of a catchy name for a podcast that maybe goes with my name or me as a person, let me know. If you want to make intro music, go ahead. I will probably use it. I will shout out anybody who helps me with this and helps brand it and helps give me ideas, because God bless you. But for now, you can find me on my Instagram, Caitlin Swick, XO, KaitlynCwikxo. Nobody uses Snapchat. I have a Twitter, and it's the same name as my Instagram, but I never go on it. But if you tweet me on there, I'll definitely see it, because I get the I don't use it so much that I still get notifications when, like, something happens on my timeline. I have a Facebook page, I think it's just Caitlin Swick. It's pretty new, don't judge it. I also have a website, blog thing, YouTube channel stuff that I haven't really touched in a while. And that's CaitlinSwick.com. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. And thank you so much for sticking around to the end of this little segment.